Thank you very much, and greetings also from Namibia. Yes, our elections will be on Friday, and we are putting everything in place in order to be ready for Friday. Already we have started, we are deploying all the sensitive and non-sensitive materials to various regions and constituencies.
Has the Electoral Commission been able to address concerns of all political parties in the run-up to the elections Friday?
Yes, actually, our modus operandi in connection with the political parties is, first of all, we consider them as our major stakeholders. That basically means that we are in regular meetings with them. At the same time, also, the ballot papers and all the electoral voting machines and all those issues, before it is dispatched, we are in consultations with them. They are inspecting it. If there are seals to be put on any one of them, they are putting next to our seals each. And constantly, that basically means there is a constant flow of information between the Electoral Commission of Namibia as well as political parties. Therefore, they have been fully informed. So that on a whole, I would say that the cooperation is good, although one can here and then find out not something related to the elections per se, but more to the question about the electronic voting machines.
Professor Isaac, what measures has your organization, the Electoral Commission, implemented or is implementing to ensure a credible election?
Yes, we have already in place measurements. The first and most important one is that the Commission itself is mandated to conduct, under our Constitution, which is a democratic constitution, that constitutionally we have the mandate to conduct and to direct free, fair, and credible elections, and that we take seriously and we are working accordingly.
Some opposition groups are saying that the campaigning ahead of the election has not been fair and that the ruling party appear to be using state resources and all that. Have you addressed those concerns?
Yes, I would say that in Namibia, generally speaking, from one corner, from east to west, and from the north to south, Namibia has always, whether it is elections or not, has always have a very peaceful atmosphere, and also all the political parties are living peacefully together, generally speaking, in the country. I do not deny the fact that sometimes here and there, but it was isolated cases where political parties in certain parts of the country were a little bit fighting on issues such as where to host a flag or where to put a poster, those kinds of things. But this, I have also to say, is not in the political party per se, but it is in individuals which belongs to certain political parties, but also not at a very large scale. That means basically the general atmosphere in Namibia is a peaceful atmosphere, and also that we want to have it in such a climate.
How many international observers and local observers are working with you to monitor this election?
Yeah, as our policy is not to invite, but they themselves are applying. It is open who is applying, and then on basis of the applications, we are considering such applications, and then we are approving it. So that I would say that the main groups, among others, is from the United States. We have observers, especially from our United States Embassy here. We are from European Union. European Union in the sense of the European Union countries which have their embassies here in our part of the world. They are also accredited. We are from African Union And we have it from the SADC, or the Southern African Development Community, the southern region we have. And we have also various NGOs, non-government organizations, as well as the civil societies which has applied. That basically means both internationally as well as also locally or nationally, we have observers.